The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, folks. 16th day of September 2019, joined by Steve Elkins down there in Florida. Steve, I am looking. Boy, they're just trying everything that they can here.
You mentioned something. You were talking about that Bashar al-Assad inviting Russia in.
Yeah.
And that's true. The United States was never, offered to come in at all. They were never asked to come in. But you remember that the United States created ISIS. That is their proxy army, their boogeyman to their excuse to enter other countries. And Russia was doing a really good job of eliminating ISIS because Russia knows it was created by the United States. So that's exactly why they didn't want Russia intervening. They have to keep the boogeyman alive to keep it alive so they can keep invading other countries. They can't get rid of ISIS. If they get rid of ISIS, they'll have to create another boogeyman.
Well, and see, here's the problem. They've been creating boogeyman after boogeyman.
Yep.
And they never run out of the boogeymen because they create them. Wow. So after 18 years, trillions of dollars, 7,000 U.S. servicemen dead, million and a half in Iraq alone, folks, including soldiers, family members, wives, children, cousins, uncles, just civilians. And we have yet to see a real projection of all the deaths, including our 18-year foray into Afghanistan. We've yet to see a tally of this. We don't even get to see the U.S. flag-draped coffins. Gee, I wonder what the picture that would be if you lined up 7,000 flag-draped coffins and showed that picture to the American people and go, okay, do you think it was worth it? I think pretty much the American people go, you know what? We're really tired of this crap.
Yep.
And we're tired of...
John, we have more wars on the way. And I'm going to say that because 2 weeks ago, the Pentagon is now considering to allow 16-year-old young men and women to join the military. It used to be 17 with a parental provision there from the parents to say, yes, you can go in. Now they're looking at 16-year-olds. So they're actually theorizing that they're going to be planning more wars in the future. And so now they're going to dip down a little lower to find 16-year-olds. And I talked about this yesterday, and I theorized how this would all be played out, basically. I remember these guys coming into my school, these recruiters in high school. What they do now is they don't mess with just going right around and just talking to any kid in the hallway. What they do is they actually go to the office and find the counselor, the guidance counselor. And they go to the little box there with all the students in there, all the files on every student, and they ask for certain criteria what they're looking for. The kid that's in trouble, the kid that's doesn't have a nuclear family, is a little bit lost, somebody they can work with, somebody they can manipulate and actually put in a uniform here. It's very calculating, but they're thinking of 16-year-olds now entering the military. Can you imagine that? 16-year-olds with a gun in hand, go kill these people. Imagine
16
that.
Years old, but you can't buy a gun in some states, and you can't drink alcohol.
Nope.
But you can get trained, be 16 years old, be on a battlefield, killing people.
Yeah.
With those
Isn't
evil assault weapons.
Yeah. 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 Amazing.
Well, you know 16. What, Steve? I've got a solution to that problem. If we put one-tenth of the resource into real diplomatic, and I'm talking real diplomacy for the United States, to soothe the savage beast out there that seems to be cropping up all over the place, kind of a ratio of 10 to 1. So if we spent just one-tenth of that actually doing peaceful things, foreign policies, I don't care, bait them, give them the carrot and the stick thing. I don't care how you do it. They're not interested in peace. They're only interested in sales of military equipment, ammunition, and to keep this thing going so they have a standing army ready to go kill whomever they want with, well, no declaration of Congress, which, and again, that is a constitutional must. If you're going to attack another country, you better have some damn good reasons and be willing to state them in public and for the record.
That's right.
But Trump has come out and told the Joy Boys at the Pentagon and said, look, I'm not going after any other country unless we have a declaration of war from Congress. Now, I don't know. A lot of people don't like the way Donald Trump operates. They don't see what the guy has done. I've seen what he's done, what he hasn't done. We're very cynical, and rightfully so in this country, folks, because we are discovering that every damn time we turn around, another one of those made-up lies and things that people accepted as being the truth goes up in smoke. I get that. I understand the confusion. And I also understand that American people have become mentally kind of disabled through laziness, through inputting bad information. I get that, because that's what propaganda is all about. That's telling people a narrative and then trying to get them to believe it. Kind of like, that's right, 9/11. They're still withholding information about the Kennedy assassination. And when did that happen, folks? 57, how many years ago?
Yeah. 63, right?
1963. 67 years ago.
It's funny you mentioned that.
67 years ago.
That, John.
Yeah.
That Joe Biden, I think Joe Biden might be a little touched in the head. Maybe a little bit of dementia going on there, but he can't seem to get his dates right, talking about the assassination of JFK and Martin Luther King back in the 70s.
Oh.
There's something going on with Joe Biden.
Well, Joe said that, you know, it's not important, facts and dates and times. That's not important. What's important is the political message. He's told people that. I don't have to be accurate. Yeah. So let me see here. 1963, that'd be 37... 47 on 56 years ago. But Joe doesn't know that?
Yeah. Well, see. Yeah, he referred to President Trump a couple days ago as President Donald Hump. I just don't, and it wasn't to be funny. He actually called him Donald Hump. I don't know what's going on with this guy. It seems to be at that last debate, the jackals were surrounding him and ripping into him, but he said this, and then later on he backtracked and said, well, I didn't say that, or I didn't mean that. And I think there's something going on with him. I don't know. They're going to throw him out soon.
Well, who are they going to put in his stead?
I don't know. They got, 24, 25 more in the Petri dish. I don't know who is the second runner. I mean, Warren is just a flat-out phony. I don't know. Beto O'Rourke, Peter Buttigieg, Corker. You just got a whole bunch of bad apples in there. I don't know.
Well. But bad socialism apples. And communism really works.
Yeah.
By the way, on this issue of Graham, by the way, old Lindsay, mm-hmm. our Adamsapolis individual.
Yeah.
He said a close Trump ally, and he's now a close Trump ally. Really?
Yeah.
And a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee said Saturday's attacks on showed Iran was not interested in peace, but was instead pursuing nuclear weapons and regional dominance. It's now time for the U.S. to put on the table an attack on Iranian oil refineries if they continue their provocations or increase nuclear enrichment. Well, I got one for you here, Lindsay. Why don't you tell the Israelis to give up their 400 nuclear weapons? And then that way, Iran wouldn't have a reason for developing a nuclear defense force.
Exactly.
But we're not going to go there.
He's starting to sound a lot like John McCain right now, bomb Iran. Yeah. Lindsey Graham is. A lot.
But others are casting doubts on Pompeo's propaganda. This is such irresponsible simplification of how we can get into dumb wars. This is a Democratic senator and committee member, Chris Murphy. He said, Iran is backing the Houthis and has been a bad actor, but it's just not as simple as Houthis equal Iran.
Yeah.
Washington's allies overseas will want to see solid evidence of Iran's involvement, which they can't provide because it's a story, folks, said Suzanne Mahoney, Middle East expert at the Brookings Institute. It's credible that the Iranians had something to do with this, said Mahoney. We'll have to wait and see how the administration marshals the evidence. Well, it's not going to be forthcoming, so you can rest assured.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday's attacks follow earlier cross-border attacks on Saudi oil installations and oil tankers in Gulf waters. And it goes on with more crap. But you got the idea, folks. Every time they float something, Steve, here about such bad guys the Iranians are, it just disappears. And now, well, we got to go after Iran because they're back in the Houthis, which has caused a worldwide oil shortage, and this is going to affect the economies of the world. You know,
that's right.
I think what is going to happen here, folks, is the countries are going to develop their own sources. I would venture to say that we could probably pump enough crude that we could have brand new customers for refined products in this country to sell overseas. As a matter of fact, Steve, I think an enterprising company, if they wanted to set up business in foreign countries to sell their goods, they could more than do that. You know, I could see a Marathon station in Shanghai, can't you?
Yeah.
Well, what would be the problem, maybe?
You know, it's interesting that the United States refuses to accept the Houthis' confession, that they actually carried out this refinery bombing. They are saying, we did it, we're taking responsibility for it, but no, we're not going to accept that. Iran did it. So show us the proof.
That's all we need to
see.
There's
no proof.
There is none.
There's no proof.
I mean, aren't we still looking for weapons of mass destruction, or are we over that one?
I think they're down, way, way down there in that sand. They still can't find them. It's like Raiders of the Lost Ark. They're still digging.
Jeez.
It's in there. It's in there somewhere in the sand. It's like Raiders of the Lost Ark. There you go.
Yeah. Well, no. Here is one. You know, we've heard the Cars. 75-year-old head of the band there. He's dead. 75
Rick
years.
Ocasek.
What's his name?
Rick Ocasek.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't know his name. Eddie Money.
Yeah.
Is dead.
Esophageal cancer, 70 years old.
Yeah. And we got a bunch of people dying here, including this wonderful individual that I'm sure that, hell, hadn't he been dead here, Ulrich George Klöffer, would have probably got the Nobel Peace Prize. What for? Well, the remains of 2,246 dead babies discovered in household of deceased abortion doctor. Does this sound like a bad Mr. Fibes movie, you know, Vincent Price movie?
Yeah, that's really weird stuff.
The
guy's from Indiana, too. Probably a next-door neighbor of Mike Rivero.
The medically preserved remains of 2,246 fetuses, they call them fetuses, was found in the home of abortionist Ulrich George Klöffer after the premises were searched following his death on September 3rd. The Will County Coroner's Office received word about Klöffer's collection of babies from an attorney representing his family. and the sheriff's office and crime scene investigators join them to remove the fetal remains. The coroner's office is currently in possession of them, and they've not announced how they're going to dispose of them. Klopfer's license to perform abortions was suspended by the Indiana Medical Licensing Board in 2015 after it was discovered that this fine individual broke state law while performing the procedure on two 13-year-old girls. The abortionist never took responsibility that he did anything wrong. Well, that's because he did a whole lot more. Why admit to that? He even claimed that there was a conspiracy between the attorney general and pro-life Christian activists at the time. Knopfler said, well, let me put it this way. The attorney general's office and the right to lifers are in bed together. How is that? Well, as the far-left American Civil Liberties Union, provided Koffler with counsel throughout his ordeal, working so the monster could continue to murder children in the womb, they were ultimately unsuccessful in their efforts. Although Koffler's ACLU attorney, Mary Watts, attempted to spin the argument as a trivial matter of semantics on paperwork and documentation, Deputy Attorney General Renee Gallagher led the way for the Senate in arguing that Klopfer's incompetencies and neglectful standards of care make him unfit to practice as a physician. The Right to Life chapter of St. Joseph County wrote at the time. So, I'm not going to bother with the rest of this. You get the idea, folks. This guy, he had his medical license pulled, and he's still butchering babies and then putting them in jars in his home. 2,246 of them. Human beings, folks, not fetuses, not just stuff to be done away with. You know, Steve, we're asking our young people, don't be violent, don't be bullies, and we're showing them all the range of derangement on how to kill people, whether you want to trump up phony wars, whether you want to kill 60 million babies and call it a right, I don't care. Yeah. How in God's green earth do we get rid of these clowns? Do we have to start using the Second Amendment to do it? I hope there's another way. I've been asking. But the cancer is well in the body, and it's eating the rest of the healthy body out.
Yeah.
Now, Steve, if you got a patient that comes in the hospital and he's got gangrene, mm-hmm. you know, no amount of blood thinners or even putting leeches on the guy's feet, or you know, to increase blood flow.
Done that. Actually done that.
Yeah.
It's
going to
at
save.
At that point, you can't do it. It's not worth it.
Okay. No. It's you got a guy that comes in the hospital that you know damn right well that anything that you try, that gangrene is only going to spread. What do? You cut the damn limb off, right?
Yep.
But we can't seem to do that with people that are bent on destroying this country. And I'm a little confused. Now, they've demonstrated their penchant for violence, while the right, save for a few setups, have been relatively peaceful. And those evil firearms and those thousands of rounds of ammunition and in those magazines that hold more than 20 rounds, they've seemed to be relatively quiet. Is it the plan here for the left to start a war in this country?
Possibly. You know, it's interesting that it was on CNN a couple of days ago, and it came up on my phone, that the San Francisco Board of Supervisors has labeled the NRA as a domestic terrorist organization.
Absolutely. They are. Yeah, they're.
And the NRA has kind of pushed back and taken them on. And, well, they want to label the NRA, which is a legal organization, gun owners, but they don't want to address true violence in this country.
You mean like Antifa?
Antifa is all about violence. And nobody's talking about, wait a minute, these guys are crazy.
Well, they're being protected by the police forces that refuse to go out there and take their little black mask off and put handcuffs on them and throw them in jail for what? Breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
Mm. Right. What do these fake cops get out of this? I wonder.
Yeah.
Probably more federal funding. Let's take this break. 800-313-9443 is the Join Us number.
Brett, growing old, it's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. Ken in Fort Worth. Hello, Ken.
Hello there. Hey, tomorrow Edward Snowden's book comes out. It's called Permanent Record.
Okay.
Just let you know.
Well, actually, I saw an interview with him today on CBS News. It was excellent. So if you want to check that out, it's online. You can watch it now. It's very, very well done. And he addresses, he wants to come back. He would love to come back under certain circumstances, but would like a fair trial, and the government will not give him a fair trial. They want to pretty much seal this up. No jury. It will be basically be a kangaroo court of conviction. So it's online. You can watch it now. CBS News.
All right, Ken. I guess he's gone.
Oh. He mentions the Constitution, due process several times. The talking heads on CBS were not very kind to him, and making him look like a traitor.
Yeah,
I didn't appreciate that at all.
Well, there's something else strange that's going on as well. Here we go. Fox News is set to get sued. And supposedly, the Second Circuit rules Fox News must face suit brought by Seth Rich's family. The Second Circuit Court Friday revived an infliction of emotional distress suit against Fox News brought by the traumatized parents of murdered Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich over the cable network's retracted coverage of WikiLeaks' conspiracy theory. We have no trouble concluding that, taking their allegations as true, the Riches plausibly allege what amounted to a campaign of emotional torture. U.S. Circuit Judge Guido Calabresi wrote for a three-judge panel, taking the allegations as a whole and drawing all reasonable inferences in favor of the Riches, as we must in this context, we find that the complaint states sufficiently plausible claims against Fox News as an entity to survive a motion to dismiss and warrant discovery into any additional involvement of Fox News in the alleged scheme, the 28-page ruling continues. Now, what this simply is, Steve, this is blackmail. This is telling Fox News that if you do any stories or you do any updates on this, we're just going to sue you because, well, these fine people are under emotional distress. The second court opinion revived emotional distress and torturous interference claims against Fox News. A contributor and a guest commentator brought by the parents of Rich, a DNC staffer who was fatally shot in Washington, D.C. 3 years ago. Yeah, we know. Rich's parents, Joel and Mary Rich, who live in Omaha, Nebraska, claim they suffered symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. That could be because your kid was killed. Oh, and social anxiety disorder. After Fox News pushed a discredited right-wing conspiracy. How is it discredited? Who the hell discredited it? The right-wing conspiracy theory that their son was involved in the leak of thousands of DNC emails to WikiLeaks and was killed because of it. Now, Steve, I haven't been contacted by any lawyers, and I'm going to stick by this story.
Yep, I am too.
Because, well, all you have to do is dial up Julian Assange. All you have to do is talk to him. But we're not going to do that because, well, they've taken care of that problem over in Jolly Old, Steve. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep him in the keister.
Yeah, they are.
I'm sorry. They're going to keep his keister in the can. I was going to transpose those.
You know, I was thinking about that, John, the other day, talking about how important it is to have a dead man switch, but the problem with having a dead man switch is, say you have five dead man switches. That might keep you alive for a while, but on the other hand, if the five people that you have picked out, your dead man switches, cannot go to certain or can't reveal what they know, the information to the mainstream media, because it will be seized by government. So there really is no purpose in having the dead man switch. It may or may not work, but you're relying on honest people in the mainstream media, and we know we don't have those people. So if I came forward, if somebody killed Julian Assange and I was one of his dead man switches, I had the information, and I went to any of the mainstream media people, you think they would actually publish this? Or they would actually go on record to say, here's what Julian Assange had? Heck no. They'd be giving government a call, and they'd be coming to get me.
Well, they've used the absconding excuse for Julian Assange as the reason why they're not going to let him out of prison over in England.
Right.
Now, I don't know I don't know if there's anybody on the face of this planet that doesn't know what Julian Assange looks like. You know, it's hard to abscond with yourself, and it's hard to hide when you're as famous as Julian Assange. And from what I understand, he wasn't interested in hiding. He was interested in protecting himself. That's why he was in London, and he was holed up for almost 7 years. They saw that they couldn't wait him out. They saw that they couldn't break him. So they just broke in and arrested him and threw him in jail because he violated terms of a court order in England. Well, that's all gone now, but they're still going to keep him in jail. Yeah, I'm sure for cases like the Seth Rich's parents. I'm not done with this, by the way. Not by a long shot. So I guess you're going to have to sue me too, Seth Rich's parents.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you would be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal.
Well, nearly a year after Rich's death in May of 2017, Fox News published a story written by co-defendant and reporter Malia Zimmerman, which included the now debunked claim, kind of like the 9/11 claim that Popular Mechanics, they debunked it, right? Yeah. That just shows you who the ownership is in bed with. That's all that it showed you. The Riches brought a lawsuit against Fox News in the Southern District of New York in March of 2018. The suit was filed by L.E.K. Oliphant of Massey & Gale, compared the network's discredited report that the leaked emails to WikiLeaks before his death to burying their son all over again. But here's where politics come in, folks. U.S. District Judge George B. Daniels dismissed all the claims with prejudice in August of 2018, a little over a year ago. Daniels wrote in his opinion that the Rich's parents fell short of stating an emotional distress claim against the network. 1 year later, on appeal by the Rich family, the Second Circuit Court concluded Friday morning that the district court improperly dismissed the claims. Well, the Second Circuit remanded the case for further proceedings and instructed the Southern District of New York to allow the Riches to amend their negligent supervision or retention claim concerning Zimmerman and non-party Rod Wheeler, a Fox News contributor, and retired detective who was the only named source for the retracted story. Here's the payoff to the story. Calabresi, a Clinton appointee, was joined in a three-judge panel by Second Circuit Judge Christopher Droney, an Obama appointee, and U.S. District Court Judge Stephen Underhill, who was sitting by designation. So, I guess justice has a particular smell and flavor to it, Steve, depending on what the politics of the judge that you're up in front of.
Yeah, I agree.
Doesn't have anything to do with the law. What is politics? See, we have this strange bedfellow now. Now the law involves politics. Doesn't the law stand on its own merit?
It's supposed to.
It's supposed to have standing because it's the law.
That's right.
But that's not good enough.
Not supposed to be political. It's supposed to be by law. You're making too much sense, John.
I'm sorry. I guess I don't know. Maybe I need to be hit over the head several times with Maxwell's silver hammer so I can be as dumb as other people. Maybe I need to be brain damaged. By the way, a federal judge, what do you want to make a bet? I haven't read the story, but just by the headline. Federal judge denies relief for Epstein victims in Florida's legal battle. Oh, my God. Can somebody please find Mr. Epstein alive and well?
Oh, I'm sure he is.
I'm beginning to think he is as well.
I think he is. I think he's alive.
You know, because
very well staged.
Yeah. Well, not really well staged. It's lacking in what? All evidence.
Yeah.
And that's the way I like it. That's the way they do
it. Isn't it strange, though, how everything didn't work all at the same time? That's how you know this thing was rigged. Cameras didn't work. The guards didn't do their job. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. Perfect. To a T.
Well,
I think the FBI probably went out there in California and scattered around those homeless camps and found somebody it looked like him. They brought him in and said, hey, come and step in our van here. We got lobster, steak and lobster for you, and a couple of nice cold brews. Come on, have a nice meal. And I think they got some homeless guy that kind of looked like Epstein, and that's the guy we saw in that cart on that gurney.
Well, even...
Wouldn't be surprised.
Now, Steve, if I mention the Rolling Stone magazine, what's your first thought?
Liberal.
Okay. Well, then you ought to be surprised by this one. We're only beginning to see the consequences of the Bush-era assault on civil liberties. Of course, they can't see the assault by Obama or anybody else, or the Clintons. No. But we got to pick on George Bush. But see, they're pretty much stuck. Now they got to start reporting that people are pissed off on losing their liberties. And I just heard some clown this morning say, we didn't lose any liberties after 9/11. Excuse me?
What planet is he on?
Evidently, not this one.
I think he's got an opioid addiction, is what I think.
A judge last week ruled the federal government's terrorist screening database, we call it the TSDB, which secretly categorized more than 1 million people as known or suspected terrorists, is unconstitutional. My God, say it isn't so. The Rolling Stone talking about constitutional issues? What kind of dope are they smoking nowadays? Reality dope? Like the number of war on terror reforms instituted in the Bush years, the TSDB's unconstitutionality was obvious from its inception. Indeed, the very idea that we needed to take the gloves off in our post-9/11 state of exception was the original selling point of some of these programs. The TSDB is cousin to the no-fly list, a different and more restrictive list ruled unconstitutional in 2014, the distribution matrix, that's the drone assassination program, also known as the kill list, very subtle, and stellar wind, warrantless surveillance programs, multiple expansions of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the broad, this is Rolling Stone, what kind of drugs they smoking? The broadened use of national security letters to obtain private data without a warrant, the enhanced interrogation program the rest of the world calls torture, and countless other war on terror initiatives that were and are clear violations of the spirit of the Constitution. Say it ain't so. They're not talking democracy. They're talking about our documents. Mikey, did you slip some LSQ into my coffee or something? Many of these, I can't believe this, many of these programs were sold to the public as temporary measures. Dianne Feinstein, way back in 2001, said five-year sunset provisions would be a valuable check on potential abuse of the Patriot Act, but turned out to be essentially permanent features of the state. The TSDB is produced by the Terrorism Screening Center, a multi-agency centered, administrated by the FBI, of course, we can all trust them. The Department of Homeland Security and the National Counterterrorism Center, the Transportation Security Administration, the United States Customs and Border Protection also contribute. Even the FBI proudly uses the program's creepy name, the Watch List. The recent lawsuit brought by a guy by the name of Cable and Anus L. Hardy et al., director of the Terrorist Screening Center, was brought by 23 Muslim Americans who complained of a range of adverse consequences. Ah, here we go political now. Plaintiffs complained of being repeatedly handcuffed at the border, searched and denied access to flights and other issues. Them doggone Muslims. You know, it's hard to find a Muslim for all the Jews that are getting in the way in this country, I gotta tell you. The ugliest detail in the lawsuit involves a sheer reach of the list from Judge Anthony Trenga's memorandum. And this is what the good judge said. The FBI shares TSDB information with more than 18,000 state, local, county, city, university, and college, tribal, and federal law enforcement agencies, and approximately 533 private entities through its National Crime Information Center program, which these law enforcement agencies and private entities then use to screen individuals they encounter in traffic stops, field interviews, house visits, and municipal permit processes. So, sounds like, Steve, they're on top of it. They're keeping us safe. But this, we're talking about the Rolling Stone. After the towers fell, Americans wanted to feel safe from terror attacks by any means necessary. The notion that some kind of profiling had to go on in order to tighten up security procedures was fairly uncontroversial 18 years ago. That's because people knee-jerked and reacted exactly the way they were supposed to. But the architects and engineers, Steve, they didn't buy it. 3,000 of them pored over the information, looked at this and said, you know what, now we want to reopen the investigation because you people lied.
Exactly right.
You know, this is a bigger threat than Hillary Clinton's database or Hillary Clinton's foundation or the list of, say, Mr. Epstein. This has the potential to strip this thing for all to see on the collusion and the conspiracy that was actually done by the government to bury 9/11. And I'm not meaning that as a joke.
You know, John, I think it's still on the internet. I'd like to recommend the listeners to go check out Stephen E. Jones' 9/11 PowerPoint presentation at Utah Valley State College. Actually, I had a chance to meet with Stephen Jones several times and talk to him. And he's a physics professor, BYU, ex-BYU professor of physics, a very intelligent man. And he told me, he said, Steve, I don't know who did it, but I can tell you what the government has told us, their account of what happened 9/11, that the World Trade Center attacks. I'll tell you what they say is not possible using science and physics, mathematics. And so I recommend that 9/11 PowerPoint presentation at Utah Valley State College. Okay. Stephen E. Jones.
I got one for you. I got one for you as well.
What's that?
Mikey, I've got something on the screen that I don't want to pull down. Where is that video that you posted earlier today? And the name of it so people can go to our website and take a look at it? Yeah, I'm not looking at the video section. I just said that I've got my screens up to something else. Can you tell me exactly the title of it and where it's at? Are you opposed to looking? "9/11, the Great American Psy Opera." Now, this was done by a Hollywood producer that would produce CGI and all kinds of fun stuff, folks. I would highly suggest there was information, and thank you for sending this over. There's information in there that I never even thought of or never even thought to look at. What we have all been chasing is this narrative about these planes. And after you watch this video and the magic of computers and all kinds of fun stuff, folks, I'm telling you, I'm now seriously doubting there were any airplanes up there, because they've got footage and reports of people. And this was their job. They were paid professional journalists, photographic journalists that were there saying, I'm looking at the tower. I had my camera in hand, and the only thing I saw were explosions. I didn't see any planes flying into anything. And they even talk about that supposed video, the only one in existence that caught the hit on Building 1. But there seems to be some problems with that video as well. Steve, you got to watch that one. It is well worth the watch.
Check it out.
All right. By the way, getting back to this terrorist thing, thank you, Rolling Stone. You're finally smoking the right dope over there. They go on to say, after the towers fell, Americans wanted to feel safe from terror attacks by any means necessary. The notion that some kind of profiling had to go on, well, in order to tighten up security procedures, was fairly uncontroversial 18 years ago. As a result, few cared about the long-term implications of giving the state power to informally tab people terrorists before blasting out to 18,000, I should say, different entities, including schools, embassies, and potential employees. There was no real break, B-R-A-K-E, on the list-making process, which allowed the watch list to balloon. The list expanded from 680,000 people in 2013 to 1.2 million in 2017. Some 4,600 of the people on the list are said to be Americans. Inclusion of the TSDB happens according to a space-age homeland version of the infamous stop-and-frisk policing technique, another program that became an end run around the probable cause in the mid-2000s. Hundreds of thousands of people in cities like New York, mostly young black and Hispanic males, were stopped every year based on the reasonable or articulable suspicion that a person has committed and is committing or is about to commit a crime. Similarly, a person could land on the TSDB based on the articulable intelligence that a person is engaged, has been engaged, or intends to engage in terrorist activities. But here, folks, let me stop here with this crap. We're all terrorists. If you believe in God, you believe in the Bible, you believe in the Second Amendment, you believe in the Constitution, that we're a republican, not a democracy, well, then, according to the federal agencies, you could possibly be a terrorist. If you're a member of the NRA, haven't you heard? Steve, you mentioned it in California. California has put the NRA, its entire organization, on the terrorist watch list.
Yeah.
By the way, I hope you caught at the beginning of the story, folks. You know, just the sheer amount of stuff that's going out there, you know, war on terror, taking the gloves off, no-fly list, and all this other garbage? Well, don't you know that they conveniently left out the fusion centers, of which all this information is being used to disseminate and the fear porn sold to the police, to the county sheriffs, to other FBI agencies and whatever else. Here's the official narrative. Pay attention. Which, by the way, folks, this fusion between law enforcement and military, guess what it is? Unfreaking constitutional.
Yep, it surely is.
Let's take this final break of this program. Coming up here in a second, I think I hear bumper music. 4, 3, 2, 1. There it is. That was an awful slow 1-0. I wasn't fast. I was half fast. We'll be back.
Public Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSite Bonus. Those who are now FrontSite members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSite, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSite, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are back. Folks, if you've been listening to the network and you're hearing commercials playing, those aren't our commercials. And I don't want people to get confused going, oh, well, RBN's got some advertisers now, so they don't need as... No, folks, we're running this through an individual. We are running 5 60-second commercials, 5 different commercials, different products, and 2 30-second. We didn't run the third for some space alien program carried on what's the entity? Talkstream Live. Yeah, Space Alien Channel. No, thank you. But in normal times, that would net the network, even with the Depression special, $6,000. We're only being paid $500 for those ads, folks. $500. And $500, I think, covers one expense, and that's your paycheck for the week. For the week. Not the other two board ops, not the building, not the expenses of the network, or anything else. Folks, if you had planned on donating and never have, now's the time to. For those that have been supporting us, we thank you very much. Please continue your support. Because, Steve, I've been taking off on what you and Vinny did on that one Thursday.
Yes.
I've been rolling talk show host into my show. You know, there are people, believe it or not, that only listen to one or two programs on this entire network. So to demonstrate how broad the range is on subject matter and points of view and all of that stuff, I've been rolling people in and having conversations with them to demonstrate to the listening audience that, hey, this right. might be somebody you may want to listen to. So at any rate, folks, it is mid-month, and I don't even have payroll this week. So for those, you know, they what they say about the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I'm going to hold the devil to that when he kicks your butt as soon as you walk through the gates of hell that said that you were going to donate and never did. At any rate, all kidding aside, folks, we need your support. We'll hang in there as long as we possibly can. We're not worried about lawsuits. We're not worried about threats. We're not worried about any of that. Why? Because we operate an assumption that we do really live in a republic. And we really do have the rule of law. And you see, Steve, we're following that rule book, not the new one that they've cooked up.
Right.
So, folks, please. There's a reason why 25-plus networks have winked out in the last 2 to 3 years. There's a very good reason for it, because there's no advertising dollars out there. Mike, would you say that most of those ads that play, that were sent to us, plays on mainstream radio outlets? Yeah. At any rate, there are some products that we've advertised. We even had them as advertisers before. But, you know, I get these calls, and we've even had hosts on this network tell us that, hey, here's the name of this guy. Go ahead and call him. Well, one guy had a heart attack, and I've not heard hide nor hair of him. Guy that was making the best, and I mean the absolute best, colloidal silver generators. I called him, asked him if he wanted to advertise. He said, I'm a little tight of money. My wife took more than half, and I'm thinking, okay, well, that's fine. Okay, maybe I can just retail the product from our side, and you can be the supplier. He's not returning any phone calls. So there's good stuff, folks, that is still out there, namely us. Deserving of your support, please call us 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Talk to Mikey. He's going to be here till 11 o'clock tonight, 4 more hours. Or go to our website, pull that down, or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and right at the top, hit the donate button, and you can make a PayPal donation. You don't have to be a member of PayPal, folks, to do it. Make a one-time donation. Or budget it out. What do you think we're worth a month? Are we worth $50 of your hard-earned money a month? Are we worth 100? There are those out there that multiple hundreds per month, but they're a handful. I can count them on one hand. So, folks, it is important for us to continue, for you to be informed. Please donate to the network. Stevie Chinarino, glad to have you back. We'll see you again real soon.
Yes. Yep, next Monday.
All right, sir. Thank you for being here today, folks. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.